Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I never figured out whether that was real or not, that Seinfeld episode where George had to fly somewhere for a funeral.
Right.
And he had heard that they got half off, but he wasn't really flying for a funeral. And you've got one later on this week.
Headed to Mississippi.
So is there, now yours is real.
Yeah. I better take a picture for Shasky. So you know I really went, man.
Last week. Oh, no, let's not go.
Yeah.
Let's not go.
I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
So Evan's out. He's filling in for Willard today on the afternoon show. We're all family here. And one of the upcoming stars at our station is producing us today, Risotto, right?
Yeah.
I like everything about the kid. I'm a diehard fan, Steiny, you know that. But I'm looking at him because he's ahead of... What's with the Diamondback hat? You're a giant.
Am I a giant?
I had you as diehard giant.
I don't have a giant hat at all.
Well, that's a problem.
I'm in the media. I cover the team.
Dude, wow.
You know,
hey, Risotto, I got to tell you. I had you in the car with Shasky Loveman, but you're saying that's your team.
I was a print journalist before this covering the Giants.
I'm not mad at him. Why? He got little of you in him.
Yeah.
Wow. Risotto, my bad.
Yeah, I've got rules about what I wear and what I don't wear in terms of if it has a team logo on it or not.
No, I get it now.
I have a hat. I'm trying to get hats from all teams.
No, that's something I wish I would have did in my life. Collect gear from all the teams, but knowing who you really ride with. Because there is beautiful gear out here, Steiny.
I tell people I grew up a Giants fan. How about that?
Are you still a Giants fan?
I root for a great story.
Dude. Well, okay,
I root for Risotto. A great story.
Me too. And you wear Wizard stuff.
Me too.
Atlanta Hawk stuff.
That's right.
When you have now, I'll be wearing Dallas Maverick stuff because my boy Andy's here.
T-Wolves.
Of Minnesota, you're right.
But here's the deal. Here's my rule. So last week, get the drop ready. Last Sunday, I went down and played Pebble Beach. Thank you. And they have unbelievable stores down there.
Yeah.
With Pebble Beach merchandise. It's nice.
I bet.
Yeah, I would never buy any of it. Ever.
See, that's where I think you're losing. You don't owe anybody anything. You wanted it, obviously.
No, I actually don't. I didn't want it.
But something told you not to do it.
Right, and what tells me not to do it is I don't like to wear clothes of teams or places that are near where I'm actually wearing it. In other words, if I were living in Philadelphia and I played Pebble Beach, yes, I would buy a nice piece of swag to wear back east, not in the Bay.
It's too common out here. So you're trying to be different.
For example, when I was in college, okay, I loved Stanford, the red Stanford cap with the white S.
It's sick.
It's just perfect.
Yeah, no doubt.
So in college, I always wore a Stanford hat, but I went to school back east. But when I moved out here, I wouldn't put a Stanford hat on at gunpoint. I just wouldn't do it. It's too close to here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there are other people on the other side of that. They'll wear the hell out of
you
because they're from here.
Like you, always wear Warrior stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's just
because everybody's got Warrior stuff out
Steiny,
here.
Steiny, why fit in when you were born to stand out?
And exactly. Risotto gets it.
That sounds like a song or a book. That's a bar.
It was Dr. Seuss.
It works for me. Dude. Yeah. Anyway, you look great. When did you play Pebble Beach and with who? Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday. Three friends. Mm-hmm. Cost a lot of money, Goo.
Oh, yeah, you got back Monday. So that was the tail end of your... What? Oh, my God.
I know you're not going to believe this, but after the round, I got sick.
Okay, got you.
That's why then I ended up missing Monday and Tuesday.
You still fighting a little bit? Just a little nasally.
Just a little bit, but it's fine. Couple other
risotto. Check me. That was a beautiful answer. I just had to ask. I wouldn't be the smart aleck.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get into some sports in a minute, but I do have to. Can you explain to me some things that are happening in our world?
Yeah.
What's going on with Dez Bryant and Nicki Minaj?
Well, I cuss Dez Bryant.
I like Nicki Minaj. I think she's
She's falling off. Her career is. The records, the people. She ain't hitting like she once was, but that's neither here nor there. Cardi B's taking over. But you ask me, and I'll just say this before I answer. I think I love entertainment. It entertains me. And when I'm on social media as much as I am, Stoney, you get these nuggets. But what about Evan's ass? Young Evan Giddings, when I came in Friday with some GMZ, not TMZ, and he goes, how do you get this information? I didn't like the way he said it, and I forgot to bust him out, right? Because when we go to the cafeteria, he's all ears. Anyway, Dez chimed in on the Micah Jerry Jones situation when Micah requested a trade.
Okay.
And he did a video saying the stuff that he hasn't talked about when he was in Dallas, the corruptness that he dealt with, I didn't like it. And I wanted to say, and I did, STFU.
Wait.
I said that caps to Dez. He didn't respond.
Oh, you sent Dez Bryant.
Friday night, after he did his, he was sticking his nose in it. This ain't about you, but now you want to jump in it, okay?
Oh.
So that's what he said, Team Micah, about the Jerry Micah situation. So Nicki Minaj saw the tweet about Jerry Jones.
All right.
And she has a problem with Jay-Z.
What does he have to do with anything?
He's Rock Nation. Okay, he represents Rock Nation. Okay. So 10 years ago, he facilitated, he was Dez Bryant's agent in negotiations with Jerry Jones. What? This is 10 years ago.
Why would Jay-Z. You hire a musician?
No. Well, no.
To be
he
your
was,
agent.
Remember, he had the agency part of Rock Nation going on.
Okay.
So he was repping athletes.
All right.
Okay. So Jerry Jones Saturday responded to the viral video of Micah requesting the trade.
Okay.
And Jerry, out of nowhere, brought up when Jay-Z did the Dez negotiations, Dez was nowhere to be found after Jay-Z said he was going to be there and they wouldn't return calls. What do you think happened? Jay-Z came out through his publicist and said, that never happened. I never said that. And Dez said the same thing.
Who do you believe?
It's neither here nor there.
What do you mean? That's at the heart of it, truth.
I'm neutral. I don't believe any of it. He got paid. Dez got paid. Okay? And that's why I put my fastball at Dez. Like, why are you talking bitter when you got paid? Jerry paid you. Bottom line is, Nicki feels like Rock Nation sabotaged their career, Jay-Z, and she came over the top to Dez and said, you beat your mom for God.
Oh,
remember there was that allegation that he went to jail and put hands on his mom, but he was defending himself. She went there. Then she came back and Dez came back and said, your husband, allegedly, Stoney, it's fact, is a registered sex offender. And then that was on there. Those are facts.
Starting to lose me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just
getting very complicated.
Ken Petty is Nicki Minaj's husband, and he had whatever relations with a minor, whatever, but he is a registered dad. So then Nicki goes, I'll pay you $10 million to come fight my husband.
It's still going on, this story. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
I'll pay you 10 M's to come fight my husband. And then Dez took the bait and said, I'll do it right in front of you.
Oh, boy.
And then Nicki hasn't responded since. But it's just all the stuff that's wrong with sports. Then we got, if I can interest you in this.
Sure.
The first lady, the former first lady, Michelle Obama, saying when she watches ESPN, it feels like she's watching The Desperate Housewives of Atlanta.
How about them cowboys?
And I'm like, Risotto, why would Michelle, the former first lady, go in on Stephen A. and Company to that degree?
Stoney,
I don't like any of it. But don't get mad at me because I got the notes.
All right.
You asked, I tried to give it to your guru life from GMZ. Go ahead, man.
All right, I do want to I'm going to play this for you if for no other reason.
This bothers me.
And I want to know how and why. It does, okay. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Okay, this is former First Lady Michelle Obama talking about ESPN and Stephen A. Smith.
If I listen to ESPN for an hour, it's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know? I mean, you know, it's the same drama and they're yelling at each other and they don't get along. You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every other talk show host.
He'd be a great Real Housewife.
He would be.
Right.
He would be amazing.
So that's why I'm like, what's the difference? It's just, you know, it's just sociological drama.
And Rosado goes, there goes Stephen A's endorsement for president. You know, he might be running. And Austin in San Jose in the chat says, everybody has an opinion. I guess, Donnie, I have Michelle on a pedestal. Yeah. Even if you felt like that, you don't break out the Uzi on the First Take crew like that.
Why not?
And all they're regurgitating is all the stuff that we're talking, this smut.
They are the smut. Don't you get it? They are the smut. Stephen A. Smith is the smut.
He's a friend of the show now. Be careful.
Well, he's a friend of your show.
Our show. And Stephen A. Come on,
okay.
Man. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what she's talking about, and I completely agree. Is it really news that LeBron James goes up to Stephen A. Smith and says, hey, keep my son's name out of your mouth?
Sorry, in this new
world. That doesn't mean anything.
But it does new world is headlines. But seriously, it is.
The biggest problem, what's the biggest problem with media these days? You guys are the listeners. You guys consume it.
I got to.
What's the biggest problem?
No,
okay, go ahead.
I think the media guys are making it about them.
Yeah, exactly.
When Stephen
That's
A.
what
said.
She's saying. So you agree with her. Thank you.
No,
you agree with Michelle Obama.
To an extent. If I'm covering Stephen A. versus Shannon, I mean LeBron.
Well, it's not a story.
Stephen A. did, and I said it, I was disappointed. He did too much trying to act like meet me behind the cafeteria after school. Like, that bothered me. But, Steiny, look at me. That's what sells.
No, it doesn't.
You said it's Malcolm X now.
All right.
People are doing whatever they're doing for ratings. Pat, Matt, everybody, just admit it.
Let's go back to the original comment.
If I listen to ESPN for an hour, it's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know? I mean, you know, it's the same drama and they're yelling at each other and they don't get along. You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every other talk show host.
Real Housewife.
He would be.
Right.
He would be amazing.
So that's why I'm like, what's the difference? It's just, you know, it's just sociological drama.
And I would tell Michelle, maybe you have something, and maybe it's not a negative connotation, but...
No, it is.
I'll just say this. I didn't like her being the messenger. You're the former first lady. Don't get into it. Now Stephen's going to fire back at you. Then Obama. Then it's the Obamas versus Stephen. Hey, don't you get it? I'm already looking down to yonder.
So the reason she's right, and she's absolutely right, is... Like, do you enjoy Charles Barkley calling Kendrick Perkins an idiot and then Kendrick Perkins saying, you know, wait till I see you next time? That's dumb.
This is how you're going to know.
That's dumb in my book.
I got to just respond real quick. This is how I'm going to know if you love me or not. You, myself, Willard and Dibbs did a bit every Friday at 2 o'clock, what's bugging you?
Mm-hmm.
And when that popped off, what's bugging me was black on black crime within the media. So Steiny, you know for a fact, your boy does not like that. I think it's a bad look.
Ooh.
Me, I didn't like Kendrick and Barkley. I did a whole what's bugging me. I like that's too much. And I don't think it does for all the young, and I'm going racial here, all the young black kids and men and women trying to get into business, this does us no good. And I did one of my what's bugging you on that. So I know you want to put me in, like I don't have my popcorn excited about that stuff. But unfortunately, Steiny, it's what it is, right? This is what they like.
I don't believe it.
The masses, not everybody.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's what we like, or if it's what we want, or if we just have to tolerate it because that's the way it goes. And I get where you're coming from on the, you know, black on black.
Right.
Like, you can go there. I'm talking about everything.
Do
like
you felt Michelle could have held on to that?
No, why?
Because she's her in another category. So
which is what? She can't express an opinion? Why can't she express an opinion?
You wouldn't have did that if you were in office. And you're
she's
classy.
Not in office. She's never held an office.
You tell your girlfriends that, or Barack on the trip to the Hamptons. You don't come out and say, spray the whole first. Hey, I'm done with First Take, by the way. But you don't spray them like that, Michelle. Why? Where's the diss record? What's next? You're going to be in a booth rapping? Like, I expect more from the former first lady.
So she's
Steiny.
She's not allowed to make a comment about
something. I thought she was above that stuff. That's all. Now you want to be relevant again, and you did it. Because now you're going viral.
Well, it sounds
and
to
then
me.
Stephen A's going to respond, and Molly. So just do a diss record.
It sounds to me, Goo, like you have a problem with the fact that, is it because she's a woman?
Oh, no, not at all.
What is it?
She's the first lady.
No, she's not.
Well, she was the former first lady. That's class personified.
So if Melania Trump did it, it'd be okay because she's the first lady now.
No, not at all. I feel like you got bigger fish to fry. There's class to that label. That's all. Michelle can do this at the cafeteria, at the old ship with her girlfriends.
It sounds to me like you don't want her doing interviews.
No, people are saying, "Goo, it's her opinion."
I agree. Like, I think my
girl is thirsty for clicks.
Okay.
And now, you're human, Michelle, but now you're getting what you knew before you let that go what was going to happen, the firestorm.
Well, first
good
of all,
or bad, if you agree with her or don't, Michelle, you let me know you want some action, and now you got it.
So she shouldn't,
she can say whatever she wants.
So if she does an interview, she should probably get the questions beforehand.
No.
So if she gets asked something, would you prefer she doesn't, which do you want? No interviews for Michelle Obama.
Never that.
Lying or you know, I love sports media is great.
No, I'm just.
Or sharing an opinion that she believes in.
I don't want her to stoop to the level. That's all.
I don't think she did stoop to the level.
Okay.
She disagrees
with that.
She's not calling anybody a bad name. She's just saying the way the sports coverage is right now, we're not really talking about the athletes and the games and the performances. We're talking about Stephen A. Smith going at this guy. We're talking about Perkins going at Barkley. We're talking about Skip Bayless
going
at
anybody under the sun. And now we're talking about Michelle going at First Take. That's all. And that's her prerogative. She can say it. It has nothing to AP saying, Apollo Crews on the chat because she's black. No. Has nothing to do with it.
Well, who can say it?
I thought.
Who? Like, seriously. Who
I thought she was above the mess.
Okay, forget her. Okay.
No, I can't. That's what we're talking about.
Michelle Obama was above the mess. So,
apparently not.
But, so everybody else can comment on it but her?
No, it ain't no everybody. I just have her in a different category that she's too classy to stoop to that level to blow him up like that.
I don't think she blew him up at all.
All right.
I think she articulated what a lot of us kind of feel is that a lot of these media members think they are the pro athletes. Like, they think.
And there's some truth to that.
They should be covered like a pro athlete. Like, and the other thing is, like, is it funny? Is it dumb? Does it not matter? When ESPN is doing an NBA game and they.
And they're not perfect by any stretch.
And their cameras are on Stephen A. Smith when he comes into the building, almost as if he's Steph Curry or LeBron James.
I got you, man.
I mean, that's dumb. Yeah,
I'm not telling you they're perfect. I'm just telling you, Steiny, and obviously you disagree with me, and it's fine, and so are a lot of people, but she's class personified. So I was just, even, I'm saying to you, I understand, but I just thought the Michelle Obama I knew kind of would, even if she wanted to say that in that form. And we didn't hear ESPN a part of the question at all. We didn't hear anything, so she could have just volunteered this. Wow. I was just shocked. Like, damn, Michelle, you know this is going viral and getting back to him, and you probably don't care. And Steiny, she has a license to say whatever she wants. But again, I just had her too classy, like Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
So in other words,
I just didn't think she would stoop to this level.
That's fair. So in other words, if you're classy, you can't offer an opinion, or you got to bite your tongue, or I just don't think she said anything that wasn't classy. Mm. Like, hey, what's the deal? What do you think of sports media these days? Well, you know,
she kind of told you.
It's like the Real Housewives of Atlanta or Orange County. Like, and I think she hit it right on the right on the head.
Stephen A. did respond, by the way.
Of course he did.
What did he say, Risotto?
He said, quote, "So this doesn't have anything to do with what you were talking about, how sports and reality TV mirror one another, even though we would beg to differ, because a lot of things on reality TV are made up situations and scenarios to provoke reactions and all of that stuff."
To revoke reactions?
To provoke reactions and all of that stuff. We're at sports. That's live entertainment. You're actually competing against one another's big time. No, reality TV is not like that. How about that?
Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah.
Teach his own.
And she also said that she was wrong about her assertions.
No, she wasn't.
Did she take it back?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, boy, Stoney.
And he said, "You will never hear me utter a negative word about you, but I respect... disagree and still remain pretty salty about what you said about us."
Yeah,
said Smith.
Yeah. I'm team Barack Michelle Obama.
Michelle, can I talk to you? You need to apologize to Stephen A. and First A. That's what he said, Stoney.
Why would you need to apologize for saying that when you watch?
It was harsh,
some sport,
a little Stoney.
It was right on the money.
I'm not saying it's not. So this is not me caping for ESPN. It's just, that's my girl. I just thought she, you don't want to go viral.
I know what it is.
Tell me.
She criticized your boy.
No, I told I've been done with my boy.
No, you said he's a friend of the show.
Well, when he comes on. But you know I've been disappointed with Stephen A. You know, come on now.
Wait, you're disappointed in Stephen A. Are you allowed to share that opinion or not?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were classy.
Since when?
I'm just trying to figure
out. When? Stoney, when?
I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm just an old boy from Union City, California.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I didn't run the free world, or my spouse didn't. That's me. I get it. And people are like, "Goo, come on, man." But her opinion's her opinion. I just was shocked she did the rap battle version of it. That was like a hit 'em up song, Stoney. Shout out Tupac.
Yeah. It sounds to me like you're... chickens are coming home to roost with you and Stephen A. Smith. I think you're starting to realize. I think you're starting to realize I know what you're starting to realize.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump in on this conversation, I'm with Michelle Obama. I can't stand the way these guys...
And gals.
Here's the other thing. I can't stand the way these guys think that they are the players.
Yeah.
And now somebody can be like, "What do you do, Stein?" I think it's different for you and me.
Yeah.
I really do. We got a 4-hour show. So there's a million things we can end up talking about. Anyway, Stephen A. Smith. It's coming up on The Game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.